Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, action sports fans, nerds from all over the world, welcome to another incredible episode of the Monday Mass. I'm Chris Cote.
And I am Todd Richards, and I'm prepared today with a list of things. And this is very unusual because
he's got
a litany of things. I never really prepare for this.
Hey, this prepared. Todd, you and I just had a pre-production meeting, which is pretty awesome. We're, you know, producers here. We're making content. You like making content? Here's the content we're going to talk about.
Okay.
We've got a bunch of sponsor changes. We're going to talk Man Ramp.
Isn't this spoiler alert?
No, this is a preview.
Okay.
These are just a few of the things. We're going to talk Tony Hawk's Masterclass. We're going to talk to Elliot Sloan.
Hopefully.
Super Ramp Ripper. We're going to talk about wave pools. We're going to talk about surfing, skateboarding, snowboarding, and all kinds of fun stuff in between. That's the preview to the show.
Okay.
And now let's talk sponsors, Adventure.io. If you don't have the app, you don't know what we're talking about, and you're blowing it, and you're just sitting there going, what is Adventure.io? Well, Adventure.io is how you can take the ultimate adventure. Todd, we've got a couple new adventures up there and more to come. And we are going to talk to Elliot Sloan, who is an Adventure.io ambassador.
Oh, sweet. That's even
it's
more
a big tie-in
for him to answer the phone.
K2 snowboarding. One of the snowboarders we'll be talking about today, Kennedy Deck, is a K2 rider. It's all coming together, Todd.
Weaving a web.
This is awesome. And Todd and I are both fueled by Panic and Coffee and Tea. Our veins, would you say, are kind of clogged. Brown,
yep.
Because we drink so much of this beautiful Panic and Coffee and Tea?
Yes, it's caramel deliciousness.
I love it so much. YouOnline.com. New greens. So I would say our blood is a mix of brown and green.
Right.
Because we mix back and forth Panic and New Greens.
Right.
I had New Greens all weekend. I had a great weekend.
I need some more New Greens.
Me too.
I blow through it pretty quick.
Yeah. Blows through you quick. NanoCraft CBD. Have you been sleeping well, Todd?
I have been.
Me too.
I've been dripping the drips under my tongue every night.
I'm a morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night NanoCraft CBD-er.
Wow.
Super 73 electric bikes.
Love those.
I'm
looking at mine right now. Got the shock upgrade on there.
I did. Todd and I were both featured in Surfer Magazine.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Surfer did an article on their website about the environmental impact and pros and cons of e-bikes.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of spoke for both of us saying, Todd and I don't know anything about the environment. We do our best, of course. But a great byproduct of having so much fun on our Super 73 bikes is that we're saving the world, Todd.
Since March, I've got over 700 miles on mine.
And so that right there is 700 miles that you probably would have driven in your car.
True.
To be, you know... 100%. Give or take, right?
Fact.
So thank you for that. You're saving the world with every e-bike ride on
credits?
Your Super 73.
Do I get like
carbon credits?
Carbon credits
in the form of hugs from me after the mat. You know, after these challenging times.
Wow.
I'll give
all
you.
Right, what about Chemistry Surfboards? You ever heard of them?
Chemistry Surfboards are absolutely awesome. Their Instagram is like a candy store because every time I go on the Chemistry Instagram, I kind of start to salivate and my stoke bone just flares and I want every board on there.
It's fattening with a pH.
Ooh. Oh, and speaking of fattening, Beneath Apparel, talking downstairs, buddy.
Right.
I see how comfortable you're looking right now. We're 6 feet apart looking at each other and
I have them.
We are both in our Beneath Apparel, BN3TH on Instagram. Use the code Monday. Get yourself a discount. Buy a baker's dozen because fresh underwear, especially when they're beneath, change your life.
And shout out to Matt Keenan for hooking us up.
That's right. That's a really nice thing you just said right there.
I did say it.
I vote that we start with surf news.
Okay.
I have a 50% stake in this.
We always do.
I know because I just use the same. I've been using the same Word document on my computer to compile the news.
Wow.
Since 3 years ago.
Okay.
150 plus episodes is all on the same. I'm recycling cyber docs.
All right.
The big surf news starts with, you know what? We actually have to start with bummer news.
What's the bummer news?
A friend of ours, an incredible legendary surfer, Todd Prestige.
Yep.
His son was involved in a horrible accident. And look, this is teenagers. Being teenagers, we don't know exactly the entire story. It was a bunch of kids in a car, and they got into a terrible car crash, and one of the kids passed away due to the crash. Some of the kids are in the hospital. Other kids walked away without a scratch. This is a story. This happened when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. Seems like once a year, right? Group of kids gets in a car crash.
Yeah.
It's tragic. It's horrifying. If you go to Todd Prestige on Instagram, there's more information there. There's a GoFundMe because obviously the kids, kids' bills are going to be. Ethan Prestige is his name.
I told my son, and I told actually, I messaged a bunch of his friends that I know that are all serve kids around here, and I basically just told them the other day, I'm like, look, if you guys ever get into a situation and you need to ride home and you are desperate to just get out of there or you think it's uncomfortable, I just said, call me. Don't put your parents through this. You can call me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge. I will come get you any time of night or day or wherever you are, and I will bring you home safe.
Yeah.
And I think someone told me that when I was younger, an older parent. That was just, because it happens to everyone's high school.
Yeah.
And it's just, you don't want to put your friends through it. You don't want to put your parents through it. You don't want to put anybody through that. So I suggest that if you guys out there that are listening have friends, have kids, friends of your kids, put that message out there that you will commit to do that, to go and rescue these kids before they put themselves in a situation where this kind of shit can happen.
Absolutely. I had the same talk. It was so sad having to talk to my kids, 8 and 11,
mm-hmm.
about choices. And yeah. I've been in that situation. I know you have too, Todd. I'm sure everyone out there listening, you've been at a party. Oh, let's jump in. Let's go. And it's just like, I've done both. I've been in the car. Yeah. I've ridden in the
same
trunk.
Here.
I've done all that shit. But I've also miraculously... not been in mm-hmm. that kind of tragic situation. There's been a few times where I felt self-conscious as a teenager. I'm not going in the car.
Yeah.
I can't ride in the car without a seatbelt. Oh, you pussy. It's like, I'd rather be alive and a pussy for standing up for myself, which is the easiest thing you can do.
But it takes a lot. I mean, when you get peer pressure like that Absolutely. And everyone's hammered and you want to be cool and...
And I can't discount that because I've been three people on laps in the back seat.
I feel like that I've, won the roulette when I was little.
Exactly.
When I was younger. And I just don't, you're playing roulette, man. Yeah. And every time you get in a car with someone that's been drinking, you just don't know.
Right. And we are not, there is no judgment on this one, obviously, or any of them, because we know people make mistakes. It's just tragic. It should never happen.
Yeah.
There's Uber, there's Lyft, there's your parents.
Yeah.
And look, getting in trouble from your parents for being drunk as a teenager is much better than being dead or being in the hospital.
True.
So,
or killing somebody else.
That's our statement to start. Now let's get into some fun stuff.
Okay.
This is pretty big news. Because when I think of surfers that really test their boards, mm-hmm. test the rails, that really engage. There's a couple different kinds of surfers. There's guys that can rip on any boards. There's guys that really use the intricacies and the subtleties of their surfboard. I put Connor Coffin on that list.
Mm-hmm.
One of the, most pleasing to watch on-rail surfers you're going to find.
Tom Curran era.
Tom Curran-esque, right?
Yeah.
And there's the link right there. Connor Coffin has been riding Channel Island surfboards since he was 10 years old. Just last week, he switched over to JS surfboards. This is a pretty huge, this is probably the biggest board swap mm-hmm. we've seen in a long time. And
riding tractors.
I think I've seen some of the footage, and I think you'd have to just talk to Connor really to kind of find out if they're what the differences are. Every shaper has their own style, right? So I think it's going to be really cool to see. I think of JS, I immediately think of Joel Parkinson.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously guys that surf with style, with power and flow and use the full extent of their rails are shining on these JS boards. I think Connor's going to fit right in.
There you go.
Yeah.
We should probably talk
one,
to him
right?
in the future here.
We're going to get him on the show. And remember, it's almost July. After July, We've got about 30 days till we can, you know, let's say 20 something days till we can start making major announcements about the Monday Mass and about you and
oh,
I,
yeah.
Todd.
Yeah.
But that's it. Just get excited. We just wanted to pique your interest, you know, to feel your excitement for what's potentially going to come.
True.
You want to talk about a couple other sponsor changes that I just read about?
Sure.
On Stab. Stabmagazine.com. Stab Mag. Whatever. You know, the Stab website. Jay Davies. The big boy. The big cat.
Who's big dog
from West Oz. Off Ruka onto West.
Wow.
I think it's the same West. Remember, like, Noodles rode for him? The W. West suit? I think. I didn't read the article. I just... poached from it.
Okay.
Mitch Colburn, I think he was writing for Volcom yeah, for 20 years or something.
He's
now on Misfits.
So he's already got picked up.
Of course. It's Mitch Colburn.
Bing bang.
Dude rips. Powerhouse goofy footer. Gabriel Medina has just posted pictures of himself, or his surfboards, I should say, with Creatures of Leisure traction pads.
Wow.
Yeah. I prefer Astrodeck myself. That's just me. I'm
a low tide
Gabriel Medina. You're a low tide guy?
Yeah.
Oceanside represent.
Yeah, I got a rep.
I got low tide leashes. I'm
you do?
Half in.
Oh, you kind of mix.
Yeah. Oh. I mix and match. Do you have any new sponsors, Todd, personally?
No, I lose them now.
They're dropping
I'm in
you?
I'm in the stage of my career where they go away.
And do you have your portfolio ready to go for when
yeah, I do.
You're going to be picked up?
I have
up?
A PowerPoint.
Did you? So, kids these days... They don't know about portfolios, do they?
I had my resume thing. I think kids still do have that. Like, if you're serious about it, but like you
sponsor
don't,
me tape.
But you don't submit. Like I was even before. I sent when I first.
What is it for those people that might not know what we're talking about?
Okay, so when you're trying to get the hookups from brands, and this is back in the day, you would compile a.
Little folder.
My first thing that I ever sent away to was sent away. It's like it pretty much was a sent away. I sent a package of photos and like a note to Schmidt Sticks back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I got a board and some wheels.
No
but,
way.
But they said that we, you know, our team is, you know, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
We're not really taking on
it. It was a thank you, but no thank you.
But I got a board and
that's
wheels.
Awesome.
And that was like, you know, that was a pretty huge deal. And I mean, this is before I didn't have any video footage. I was just some weird kid on the East Coast. Like
you were weird. You know. Yeah, I remember having the portfolio, and the big thing with the portfolio was you got your portfolio.
Did you have a tape?
I didn't have a tape. Mm. I had a portfolio. It was kind of like a photo album.
Yeah, exactly.
With a bunch of pictures that mom took and like a couple of cutouts from newspaper, whatever
sure.
I had.
Yeah.
And I remember the big thing was to sneak into the ASR trade show in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. And like,
to try to get that
resume. But now kids don't even know about that because usually, like, you're already scouted before you even have to do that. So, like, you're 10 and people are already sniffing your butthole.
This is kind of an interesting topic. Do you know any team managers?
Do I know
team managers offhand that we can just call up right now?
I know agents.
Agents?
Because they
didn't have agents.
They didn't have agents, but like surf team managers, I don't really know
any. There's a surf team manager on my phone.
Who is that?
I know. I got to know some. I got to know one.
Are there team managers anymore?
Yeah.
Who's like a good one?
I have Pat O'Connell's number. Whatever. It's no big deal. I got Martin Potter's number. I mean, whatever. It's like, it's not a big deal. You guys don't worry about it. Okay. I got one.
What?
No, I don't. I don't.
I think we're wasting time.
We are wasting time.
Anyway,
so,
at some point, we'll
talk
to a team manager.
This is a good topic. We'll talk to a team manager. How to get sponsored. I love a Surfer Magazine video series called Shed Sessions.
Okay.
Where
is it Shaper?
Pro surfers go to Bird's Surf Shed down in San Diego. He has amassed one of the biggest collections of vintage surfboards and weird surfboards you'll ever see. In the latest episode, Dylan Graves went in for season 3. He hung out with Bird and grabbed one of the strangest boards in Bird's entire collection. It was a flex tail freak show. I love this series, and I'm very excited that
it's back, and they're allowed to go and surf it.
They grab these boards. Bird is a collector. He's got this shop called Bird Shed, and it's in Claremont, I believe. And it's a big, giant shed with thousands of surfboards.
Wow, that's cool.
I mean, vintage Potter boards, Currents boards, everybody's boards, and he lets people ride them. I mean, you gotta meet certain qualifications, but the Gadowskis brothers have ridden. Dylan Graves is now in the new one. It's gonna be awesome.
Cool.
I know you're very excited to talk about Chapter 11 with Dane Reynolds.
Yep.
Why are you excited about that?
Well, because I he's got this new video that just dropped out last week where it came with some words, he wrote a really good piece. It was really cool.
Yeah.
But what I like about the video is that it starts with about 5 minutes of really mediocre surfing.
I love mediocre surfing.
I love mediocre surfing too, and it's
mediocre waves.
Mediocre waves. With, yeah, the surfing's not really mediocre, but the waves are mediocre.
Yeah.
And it's I love the way that Dane includes the bails, the crappy wave selection.
It looks like a session.
But then it's like then it gets towards the and you
things start to escalate.
Yeah, if you stick it out, all of a sudden it just freaking shifts into third and like all floors it, and there's all of a sudden a clips in there that it where it just goes nuts. And I think it's all from Ventura, like, and then the waves are probably at Emma Wood, and then it's a bunch of different, like maybe the harbor or something like that. It's pretty sick. I'll
take all the Dane Reynolds I can get. And he does include, you know, like Eitan Osborne in a lot of his videos. It's the best. Thank you, Dane. I mean, and you know what I love about it too? It's no frills. It's just a video on his website. There's no intros. There's no vlogging. It's just him in his element, and we're loving it. And that's not to say I don't like vlogs, because I love vlogs. I spent a good hour or two watching all the latest episodes of Ben Gravy's vlog.
I love Ben Gravy. He has like a
feel
good vlog.
It makes you feel good. It makes you happy. It makes you want to surf. It makes you want to travel to places like Tennessee, Soaky Mountain, to surf what Ben Gravy calls the greatest man-made novelty wave ever. A lazy river wave. I mean, the smile on Ben Gravy's face, that is like the only thing you need to know about you see this wave ridden.
Do you remember when we went to BSR last year and there was the front loader was pushing the wave, pushed like we're trying to clean out.
Yes.
And it was kind of like this little wave. And I texted Ben the video footage of it.
I remember that.
And I was like, you need to come here and surf that. He basically found it.
Yeah. And it's in Tennessee. Tennessee is pumping right now.
Yeah.
We've been seeing a bunch of footage from Palm Springs Surfing Club.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
must be nice.
Must be real nice. Look, I'm just going to come out and say it. Shane, Kalani, can we... Like, look, you've got everyone else there.
No, they said no.
They said we can't go?
I don't know.
Damn it.
No response. What, you know, who are we to get there? Right?
What are you talking about?
I think.
I did see there was, as we're talking about vlogs, I freaking love, Beef's TV. I keep saying it.
Beef's TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, there's a small shot of Kalani Rob.
Yep.
Surfing a regular board. Because usually when you see him now, he's surfing like a catch surf soft top or boogie board or like a freaking water ski or
getting
something.
Wild.
And you just forget how flipping good that guy is.
He's so good. He hasn't lost any speed pop.
He does one like kind of like tail slide kind of tight in the pocket that is so Kalani.
Yeah.
It's just, you just remember how sick he is.
I caught up on all the latest Who is J.O.B. vlogs, and it's pretty interesting how Jamie O'Brien, Ben Gravy they've kind of taken themselves out of the traditional surfing kind of vibe, sponsorship and all that, and now their main source of income and exposure is through their vlogs, and as you watch these vlogs, all the gear they're wearing is their gear that's for sale by them.
Whoa, should we do that?
Yeah, we should do something.
How do we do that?
Well,
what kind of gear?
I think we should start by making mugs.
Ooh, mugs.
You want to split the cost of a mug run?
I could.
Okay.
I think we could do better shirts than mugs, though.
Well, we should do the John Antosky art on a shirt and a mug.
Yes.
I think.
Okay.
Okay, it's a deal.
Or you guys tell us out there, what should we put on a shirt?
What do you want?
Should a shirt be one of my Photoshops of Chris's face?
Or all of them?
Or all, ooh.
Oh, a calendar. A calendar?
All over print of Chris's face.
I think people want more Todd face on these as well. Just so you know.
They don't. We've already established that we're going down a road, and this road is good.
The road is on my face.
Your latest one is amazing, by the way. You'll see that later today.
Do you have any new surf news besides that?
Yes. Whoa, Chris, geez. I made notes. Okay, so in my surf news, Chris, did you know that the great white shark population in Cape Town, South Africa is getting smaller?
I heard about this.
And they're all going to Cape Cod.
Come on.
I think they are, Chris. Now, I was just reading the other day that the coast of eastern Massachusetts, well, Massachusetts is on the east coast.
Yeah.
Cape Cod in particular is being studied now around the globe for the abundance of white shark population.
Oh my gosh.
So it is the hub for great whites.
Jeez.
It's like the Belize for great white sharks.
It's a good time to be a great white.
Yes. It's a good time.
Oh my gosh.
They're supposed to have waves this week, dude.
In Cape Cod?
Yeah.
Are there locals there that are going to harass your ass for saying that?
No, well, I mean, the surf forecast. Besides sharks, is the surf forecast.
That's true.
If you're going in the water at this point, you're taking your life in your own hands. But
yeah,
dude,
you're right.
It gets so good back there.
That was surf news, and that was brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. All summer boards are available to you right now via the Chemistry Surfboards website.
I asked. Get in there. I actually hit up Willie this morning from Chemistry, and I said, "Hey, what's the difference between the Daisho and the Holiday, which is my twin?"
Okay.
The Holiday is the twin I'm riding right now. And he responded to me that the Holiday is for cruising and the Daisho is for ripping.
Okay.
But I kind of feel like the Holiday rips. I'm really curious about what this Daisho does.
Maybe it's like a sick Sunday cruiser lowrider, but it has a, you know, Tesla engine in it.
Mm.
Kind of that vibe.
So there you go.
Let's move on to skate news, which is brought to you by Adventure.io.
Skate news, you start this while I prepare the surface.
All right, I'm going to start with some feel-good news. Mm-hmm. This is really cool. This is a big move in the skateboard world. The Skateboarding Hall of Fame was announced, and Chad Muska was going to get the invite to become a Skate Hall of Famer. He announced on his own Instagram that he is declining the Hall of Fame, and he wants to award it to Kareem Campbell. Huge move, big move. Chad Muska. Love the Muska.
The Muska.
The Muska. Who are you calling?
Yo, I'm calling Elliot Sloan. Hi, Elliot.
Elliot Sloan!
Hey, what's
up, dude? You're on the Monday Mass, and we're calling you because your video that you put out this week is fucking
amazing.
Crazy.
Amazing.
Thanks, dude.
All right, so let's just roll right into this.
Tell him to describe.
Yeah, describe what you were
the backyard.
Going for. Yeah, what's your backyard all about right now?
Well, shit, man. I think definitely big inspiration from snowboard slope style.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, a big part of it was just, you know, pretty much when I first started skating Mega, I always had that idea to, like, you know, expand the ramp design, and, you know, we'd always just land the quarter pipe with so much speed and kind of, like, you know, just come up the landing.
Yeah, nothing to do with it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on one second. I'm just driving right now. I'm about to pull over.
Wow. How responsible.
That is very responsible. We were just talking about this earlier. Thank you for doing that.
But yeah, so pretty much when I started skating Mega, I was always like, dude, it'd be so sick if there was like another jump or just some other feature to hit after you landed the quarter pipe. And yeah, fast forward to now, it's like finally a reality.
I got to ask you, though, like, when you're trying to film that stuff or even just session it, you know, the like riding Mega, if you bail, it's you got to like walk a long way. So like the the amount of time and effort that's put into getting, because you've got, you hit the jump, you hit the quarter, you go over another jump, and then hit another quarter. So it's a four banger.
Yeah.
But like, how tired do you get? Like, how long does it take to even film a clip? Because there's a lot of consequence and also like a lot of energy expended just getting back up to the start again.
Yeah, for sure. So like before we built this new section, I had to walk all the way back up. So like in the birdhouse video part that I put out earlier this year, like some of the clips on there were just like, dude, it was insane. Like trying that shit over and over and walking back up. But now, you know, I don't know if you saw on the new quarter pipe there, there's like that return roll in with the stairs. And I thought, I was like, oh man, we're going to be able to get back up so much faster. And I mean, we are like, you're able to, you know, roll right back up to the top, but it's almost like more tiring. Cause like you have to pump back down, pump up that thing. And, I just skated last week. I skated like 4 days in a row. We were trying to film something, and it's, man, it is exhausting. So
I can only imagine. I mean, it's
yeah,
and it is. I mean, it's the closest I've seen to, because like a lot of the tricks, your feet are coming off, you're flipping your board. But as far as like getting that sensation of like snowboarding down a slope style course, it's so perfect. Like just to do like front threes and back threes and whatever you're doing on the quarter pipe, it just looks so flowy.
Dude, it's so much fun, and I just feel like I was telling people about this for the longest time, and everyone's like, yeah, and I was like, dude, it's gonna be sick, and it's just so cool that it's like finally done, and people can see what I've been trying to explain to them for like a while.
The scale of the ramp, you know, with the vert ramp connected to the now double mega ramp, it is truly the scale of an actual roller coaster that you would see at Magic Mountain or something. Like, Can you tell us how like how high everything is and how long everything is approximately?
And your neighbors must be cool as fuck.
They are. I've been in his yard.
But so the first roll in is like 35 feet. The first jump is like 33 or 34 feet. Then the first quarter pipe's 20 feet. Then the second jump is like 28 feet, and the last quarter pipe is 18 feet.
Wow.
For a grand total of 1,890 feet. Jeez.
Hey, talk to me about the Ollie 5 and how that came about.
Magnets.
The one I watched you fight it out, but the one that you landed, it just looks way too easy. Like, it just happened.
Yeah, so I think it was like 3 days. The first day I was kind of just like feeling it out, you know, and there was like maybe one or two that came around, and I was like, oh shit, I think this is possible. And it was like probably 3 days before the video came out, and I just kept watching it. I think I made like six different versions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, man, I feel like it just needs one like ender, you know. The clip that I had there, it was like, doesn't really seem like, oh damn, like the now it's over, you know. So I was like, oh, I want to get like one banger at the end. And second day I probably tried it for like, I don't know, 3 hours or something, and got pretty close. But you know, there's always like that window where like you're getting close, and then like if you don't make it,
it's over, you kind of lose it.
So then I was like, oh fuck. So then I think I took a day off, and then I came back, and I did it within like five tries.
That's insane.
But that's usually how it goes for me. Like if I'm trying something and then like I don't make it, I know that the next session going into it with like fresh legs,
mm-hmm.
I always have to be ready to make it like within the first, you know, 15 minutes, because those ones are like always the closest.
Well, I got to say that I don't think anyone, I mean, there's a lot of people that have done Ollie 5s, but I've never seen anyone four-wheel down a landing on an Ollie 5. It always seems like they're kind of reverted
around
a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. I mean, I was telling myself on that one, like, you know, because a lot of them I would go into it and I would just be like waiting to see what it looked like as I got around,
mm-hmm.
instead of like taking off, like, okay, I'm doing this one.
Yeah.
And that's always what makes the biggest difference, is like, you know, instead of like questioning it to the last second and like, go for it, I was just like, I'm just taking off on this one like I'm landing it like a normal five.
Do you have to take into consideration, I mean, obviously wind is a factor, but how does the wind blow into that quarter pipe usually? Does it keep the board on your feet, or does it try to blow it off your feet?
Onshore, offshore.
Yeah, is it onshore, offshore?
Air wind. What's the good air wind?
The wind definitely is a factor, and it's kind of inconsistent, I guess, which way it blows. But yeah, I mean, I think that day it wasn't too bad.
Man.
The wind, like, it definitely can be to your advantage sometimes. Like, if you kind of, you know, like scoop it and kind of, like, yeah, almost let the wind, like, push.
Yeah.
The wind is the only reason I've never tried.
Oh, that's the reason you haven't done it?
That's why.
Jesus.
Hey, Elliot, so far, obviously, you're dominating your own backyard, as you should. But can I ask you about Tom Schar's air fakie?
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the scariest, most amazing feats that I've seen on a mega ramp.
Yeah, dude, it's been awesome to see Tom skate that again. I mean, he said he hadn't skated mega since like 2018 X Games. And, you know, that was like kind of like one of my main goals with this thing is like to try and get a lot of these dudes that used to be hyped on mega to like start skating this shit again.
Yeah.
And, dude, yeah, Tom killed it. I mean, the first day he came and skated it, he did like a kick, like no grab kickflip over the second jump, like third try. That fake or switch ollie was like first try.
Wow.
That he did. He did all sorts of crazy stuff. And then, yeah, Clay's been another one that's just been like doing the most ridiculous shit that we're all just like, dude, scratching our heads. So he's got a video part coming out this year that's going to blow people's minds for sure.
Well, I can't wait because I think it's going to change things. And I said that on your Instagram the other day, like this 100% has changed the way that things are going to be for what people think of mega, because I honestly think that because there's four of them there, like four different obstacles, it makes it easier for people to, I don't know, maybe mentally progress or wrap their head around it, you know?
Yeah, and yeah, dude, I've got so many other plans to, like, still grow this thing. Like, the next thing is I'm going to try and figure out a rail option for the second jump.
Wow.
You know, and then I've got some bigger ideas to extend that first quarter pipe and build other, like another quarter pipe off to the side and, like, a kind of like a, almost like a Euro gap kind of hip thing that I've been trying to figure out how to, you know, play with something like that.
Todd and I are totally fine on your mini ramp. Yeah, we'll come over for your mini ramp and then we'll watch.
Rad, man. Well, thanks for answering the phone. And
yeah, for sure. Yeah,
more footage, please. That's what we want.
Yes, yeah, it's coming.
All right.
It's coming for sure.
All right, thanks, Elliot. We'll see you later.
All right, thanks, guys.
Later, buddy.
That dude rules,
dude.
Hard.
Okay, so he's not only his. If you go to his Instagram, Elliot Sloan, he's got a whole bunch of links to different stuff. You check out his mega stuff, but then you can go on his YouTube page and see like the behind the scenes of what it takes to film it with the drones and stuff.
Yeah,
because it's not. It's like filming a line snowboarding at Super Park.
One of my favorite parts of what Elliot's done in his backyard is they have an incredible time lapse of the building.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And so I actually took an adventure to Elliot's backyard, mm-hmm. and the ramp was halfway done, basically.
So they were building
the whole everything was there, but then the new part that he put on, and he's like, don't take any pictures of that, don't talk about it.
Right.
And so basically now it's like three tiers. You got the drop in, the standard giant mega ramp into the quarter pipe, and then it's dug down into the ground. The landing, so it's you're going high to low to low to low to back to high. It's crazy. The scope of it in real life is unimaginable.
It's so cool, and it's just, you know, shout outs to Chris Gregson for his follow cams.
Oh my!
I mean, like, Gregson's like the unsung hero of skateboarding.
Oh, he's
right
sung.
Now.
I mean, he is.
I will sing.
If Tony Hawk, if you're Tony Hawk's go to vert filmer, you're sung.
Yeah, he's sung. And it's like, and even with just moving right along with skate news to Tony Hawk's his new thing,
Masterclass.
His Masterclass, and Gregson was up in the mix with what, kickflip Losi Revert or something
so,
like that?
So, yeah. So, what Tony is doing is kind of an add-on to his Masterclass, which is kind of the ultimate skateboard course. Masterclass does, and they're not a sponsor or anything, but they do like acting lessons from Robert De Niro, cooking lessons from Emeril, whatever.
They're not sponsoring us.
So, Tony has been doing these NBD challenges and letting people vote on them.
Not SBD. That's totally different.
Yeah. Not STD either. NBD, never been done. You're right about Gregson, but to me, the best trick, the most, just the awesome story, the comeback kid, Colin McKay.
Yeah, dude.
The fakie frontside flip over the channel.
I think he did. I think frontside cab kickflip.
And a fakie frontside flip.
Oh, yeah, because yeah, you're right.
Which, Colin McKay, I haven't seen footage of him skating in a while. He's one of my favorite. He's probably my top three favorite vert skaters all time.
Dude, he was one of the first dudes that looked like he just basically was street skating on the lip of a vert ramp.
And to see him come back and do two tricks that are, I mean, thank you, Colin McKay. Thank you, Tony Hawk, for inviting us into your shed, which is a pretty cool shed. There's so much good stuff coming out of the Hawk's nest right now. Just, I mean, you can't really explain it, but Colin McKay is back, baby. Vote for him. He's got my vote. And Todd, I think we are unanimous here for our vote for video of the year so far.
Yeah, Man Ramp.
Man Ramp. The return of Man Ramp, episode one. Let me read you the description, and then you tell the people exactly what Man Ramp is.
Go.
The man, the myth, the ramp is back on the job site, keeping his crew moving through impossible rails and wild hill rides. Mason and Fabby join Cookie and the Moles to hit new heights of hype. What is Man Ramp?
Man Ramp is a blue collar mobile human ramp.
Right.
Basically, what it is a.
It's a strong man.
It's a strong man holding plywood.
With safety precautions.
He has a vest and gloves. Yeah. But basically, he provides a human braced ramp.
Like a ramp made of a man.
Yeah. It's a flesh ramp.
A man ramp, if you will.
Yeah. I'm looking for someone to do man jumps in snowboarding. We could bring man to a lot of other things.
I like this. Mm-hmm. I like this a lot. So if you haven't seen Man Ramp.
Man Wave. Gross.
Just man. If you want, I don't think I could be able holding a plywood with you jumping on it, but I could maybe lift you up.
Mayonnaise.
Man lift. It's like a chair lift, except I pick you up and I hike you up the hill snowboarding.
Wow, I like that.
Let's do it. Man Ramp's the best.
Go to Thrash Mag. It's on there right now. It's freaking amazing.
One, two, three. Man Ramp. Jankum just dropped another one of their awesome articles where they basically put skateboarders into these fun categories. This latest one is what your grip tape style says about you. Todd, what is your current grip tape setup?
Black. Grip tape.
Straight across.
No design.
So here's a couple of the options we have. We've got the speed stripe.
I have one silver bolt.
Okay, silver bolt.
Yeah.
All right. I got the speed stripe, which is just one stripe down the middle.
Right. What does it say about you?
That says that you are into going fast. The stripers can do every trick, but prefer trying weird combos. Austin Gillette, Jesse Alba. People that ride for Frog or Weekend, the endorsee.
Okay,
and I've never tried this because I just can't do it mentally. You know, like shake junt grip, which I love. I love the look of it on other people. Just it's not for me. This is where you basically have logos on top of your board.
Sure.
And I mean, some of the best ride for shake junt. Mm-hmm. You know, Jamie Foy. You got the whole crew. Tori Pudwell, like with Grizzly grip.
Yeah.
So. Okay. I would say it's basically for pros or kids that look up to pros.
All right.
The patchwork.
Oh, that's Nora's specialty.
Nora Dandra Hobel. When I read this article, I immediately went and down a Dandra Hobel wormhole, and I realized that he is in my top five all-time favorite skateboarders easily.
East Coast destroyer.
San Diego.
Yeah,
destroyer living here now. His part in Free Your Mind, the Transworld video, to...
Corpsey.
What's your name? Who's your daddy? Yeah. Oh, my God. Amazing.
Corpsey's amazing.
The blacktop. This is Todd.
What am I?
This is the safest way to go.
Yep.
It shows a certain amount of stubbornness.
Okay. True.
And it's a the whole thing of the board is a tool. Just shut up and skate.
There you go.
All right.
I used to, I mean, when I was younger, I would try to do like the rip the grip tape and then put it like a puzzly on there.
Oh, you mean the Gons?
Oh, is it the Gons?
The Gons is okay, a bright patchwork pattern, 80s style. Basically the Gons and then kids.
Right.
So this is my grip style at the moment, which it says immediately that I'm a poser. It's called the Pro Stripe.
Oh, what's that?
The Pro Stripe is basically when you have your grip about a half inch in from the toe side of your board.
Yeah.
It's kind of Euro Pro Stripe.
I remember thinking about that like back in the day when people started doing it. I'm like, is that like to like get for like trick wise?
When I started,
someone just doesn't know how to like, you know.
When I started going on Vans Park Series, I would see like Rave and Tershi and all the cool kids with the Pro Stripe, Oscar Rosenberg Hallberg, and I was like, I'm low key gonna fully bite that.
But do you think maybe it's just because they have really bad depth perception?
It's
and they don't know how to put grip tape on.
I think it's so they Jenkum says the easiest. So basically, instead of having to do outline the whole grip with your razor blade,
yeah,
you only have to do about 3/4 of it.
Really? So that's
because you don't have to razor the one side.
Right.
That's why I like it, and I'm a poser.
Okay.
You know what the vert stripe is?
What's vert stripe? Straight across the middle.
Horizontal gap. The grip situated just above the back truck mounting bolts.
Yep. That is the vert stripe.
Grant Taylor does it, and he does it to show his anti-hero.
Well, I remember like a lot of the logo. Boards used to have like Powell in particular. You would get Powell grip tape that had the cutout of the dragon
that was
on the top.
Right. So that's what your grip says about you. There's a couple more, but I'm going to send you over to Jenkum to finish that one out.
I have some more skate news.
What is it?
I can send you guys somewhere else. And I mean, I've been seeing the praises of this
Bombhole
podcast for a while. Bombhole podcast, Chris Grenier, Ethan Stone coming out of Salt Lake. But they did a interview this week with the legendary Lizard King.
Yes.
And it is so flipping funny. I mean, Lizard.
You were telling me you're literally LOLing.
I was
hard LOLing.
Like, if you know who Lizard is and he is a ball of energy, he's super smart, he's very witty, and the shit that he says is hilarious. And I just highly suggest that you listen to it. I think I sat on the toilet for an hour and a half. My legs went numb.
Probably a little bit more information than our listeners need, but I'm glad I know about
realist.
It. So that was skate news.
Skate news, boom, bang, done.
Snow news is brought to you by the homies, K2 Snowboarding. Love K2, love their boards, love their shapes, love their team. And we're going to talk about some of their team magazines. So Todd, June is Pride Month.
Yep.
And Torment Mag, which is Torment Mag is
snowboard magazine.
Is it American, Canadian, European, Canadian snowboard mag? I didn't know about it until today. So I'm glad to know about it now because I love what they're doing. They've been doing Pride interviews. Tanner Pendleton, Kennedy Deck, Chad Unger, and Jill Perkins.
Yep.
All with these really incredible interviews about LGBTQ pride and all that they've gone through in, you know, pre and post coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only a great every interview I dove in, I read every interview, loved every single one. And they're just it's a really great message from both sides, right? If you're questioning or you're thinking about yourself in that way, these interviews could potentially put you at ease, help you figure out ways to live your best life. Also, it gives you a better understanding about what, you know, LGBTQ snowboarders have gone through and the current state of affairs. They're so good.
I mean, I don't really know anyone on this list very well except for Jill. And, you know, I've the utmost respect, and it's in the snowboard industry, you've got to be incredibly brave, you know, to have come out before, and we hadn't really seen anybody. But this is like, we're in a day and age where, and I'm going to butcher this quote by Jill, but I think I'll give you the gist of it. It's like, you know, your life's too freaking short to not live who you are. Like, who are you living for? You know, you might as well be you, and you'll live a happier life. And I think it's really awesome. I think, you know, I Tanner Pendleton's interview. I mean, he was the director of the Vans Landline, legendary 16mm snowboard movie. Unreal. Yes. If you haven't seen Landline video, you must see it. But my friend Howard Fernandez did the interview, and there's, you know, Brian Anderson asked some questions, and it was so well done and really articulated perfectly. So right. I really highly suggest everyone go over to Torment Mag and check it out. And you know, this part, the world is changing.
Unity.
You know, it's
so
cool.
That's what's up. So I love to see it, especially for Pride Month. And another, you know, cool news, Dylan Ojo's forward part has been re-released on Snowboarder Mag.
Yeah, the anniversary of his passing away is, I think it's today, actually.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's an amazing way to celebrate, you know, these riders that have passed, right? I mean, when Andy Irons passed away, the first thing so many of us did was just go straight to YouTube, straight to our video collection and celebrate what he did. And I like that that's what's happening right now with Dylan Ojo. I mean, it's, of course, like, the legacy now left by a lot of these riders that are gone too soon is fully available for all of us. So dig in and check it out. Dylan Ojo's forward part. And Snowboarder Magazine, being one of the last bastions of print awesomeness in snowboarding, and our friends, of course, home to Stan, home to an awesome crew over there, they have just put together something called the Snowboarder Season Pass Holder.
What's that do?
So you go to their website and you sign up, you pay a little fee. I'm not sure how much it is. I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna sign up for it. But you get an exclusive Snowboarder crossword hoodie, Snowboarder beanie, Airhole X Snowboarder balaclava. Did I say that right?
Baklava is the Greek pastry. No, balaclava is what you pull over your face.
Balaclava.
Yes.
Tangle DVD, large and small sticker packs, and 4 issues subscription to Transworld to Snowboarder Magazine.
Very cool.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's a good little party pack.
Heck yeah. I'm going to get mine today.
I just heard some news this morning that High Cascade Adult Camp is open for sleepover up
really?
At Mount Hood. Yeah, I think it's the only one they're allowing because, I don't know, maybe they figure that it's easier to control adults and get them to do... Have they been on Facebook lately?
I love it.
So that's cool.
Because there's a lot of adults that didn't get the chance to snowboard this year, me being one of them. So
yep, there you go.
High Cascade. And I've been up to Whistler in the summertime. And the fact that you can snowboard Bluebird glacier style and then go just to the bottom of the hill and jump in a lake is the best.
Yeah, it is.
It's the best place ever. Mm-hmm. Anything else for snow?
I think that's all for my snow stuff.
Snow A.
Snow business.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. As always, we love our Panikin Coffee and Tea, and you should too. You know what I'm saying?
You can order online. Even if you don't live here, you can still experience the Encinitas experience.
Right? Drink what Todd drinks. Bathe in it. Panikin Coffee and Tea. We love them. I just have a couple little notes here for Nerd News. Have you watched, and I'm going to watch.
What?
Everyone's talking about Dr. Sleep.
Sequel
to The Shining, kind of. Right?
I heard it's on something.
HBO.
HBO right now.
So I had totally forgotten about this. I'm not a super scary movie guy.
Yeah.
But I love The Shining. I love Ewan McGregor. Mm-hmm. Therefore, tonight is the night. I'm going to watch Dr. Sleep.
You know what I've been watching?
If I get scared, can I call you?
Yes.
Can I FaceTime you? Can I come over? You said call you.
I know, but okay. Chris.
What are you excited about?
So they just announced, you know that series, The Boys.
I love it.
On Amazon Prime.
Loved it.
I'm rewatching The Boys right now. And so they announced season 2 is going to drop September 4th. Okay, it's a little later than I would.
I want it now.
So on September 4th, the first 3 episodes are going to drop at the same time. And then they're going to do a weekly. Because remember last time they dropped all the episodes at once?
Yeah.
So you could binge.
Binge it.
I'm a little bummed that they're going to like the Disney Plus. I get it.
You're going to have to deal with it.
I get it. They want to like string out the hype for some weeks. But I guess it'll drop every Friday or something like that. But
That was the surprise hit the boys, of the year.
Rewatching it right now, it's so flipping good. It's real good.
That's so wild.
It's so wild.
Todd, you and I were talking before the show started about theaters opening up.
Yep.
But then also going, wait, there's nothing to watch. So I just pulled up. I would go.
You would go to the movie theater?
But here's the problem.
What's that?
There's nothing to see.
I know.
Here's what's out.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Here's what's out right now. We've got, this is on Fandango. So now playing.
Okay.
Opening this week, John Lewis, Good Trouble. I'm just looking at the poster. I don't know much about it. You've got The Outpost. You've got The Truth. I mean, I've known nothing about any of these movies.
It's crazy. We've missed
The Invisible Man.
That's Invisible Man's on iTunes.
The rest of these are now available from your couch.
Yeah.
Irresistible.
Do you think this? Okay, so
Wonder Woman.
We lost Memorial Day weekend that's traditionally a massive, like a blockbuster weekend.
Yeah.
4th of July is another blockbuster weekend. You know, as far as like when the big AAA movie titles come out,
yeah.
Like, you know, so there is none of that. But do you think this has changed the face of the way that we consume AAA movies?
I think people are going to just question going to the movies a little bit more, especially if I think right now the big movie houses have movies in the can. I would think that are ready to go.
Yeah, they're just sitting on them.
And here again, here's the list of coming soon. Relic, Volition, Howl's Moving Castle, Circus of the Dead, My Brother's Crossing, Saint Maud, The Climb. Anything ringing a bell?
No, but there's other
Ghost,
ones.
Ghost, the 1990th anniversary. You want to go see Ghost together?
Which one's Ghost? Oh.
Patrick Swayze.
We could reenact the clay scene.
Now.
What?
We would have to check with the theater if that type of social distancing is allowed. If we bring our own clay, can we do that? We'll figure that out. We'll talk about that next week.
I think that it's silly. Like, what would you? Okay,
silly.
So let's just say for example, like there's a new Star Wars movie coming out. Okay, like would you pay? You can go to the theater and see it, but would you watch it from your home if it was night of, one night only, and you have to pay $40 for it?
One night only.
It's okay, so like you can, it's not like
is rent. It, how much does it cost to go to the Sinopolis?
It's like
anyway?
Like $20 a ticket for two tickets. Okay, so you watch it at home, first night, but you can only watch it once, you pay $40,
okay,
and you get to watch it at your house. Would you do that?
I think the most I would pay to watch a movie at my house is $20, if I'm being honest.
But what if it's like a brand new movie?
Still.
Really?
Yeah. I can wait the 2 weeks and then pay $20.
Do you think the drive-ins are going to make a comeback?
Yes. I did over the weekend. I hosted the Switchfoot Bro-Am live streaming benefit concert, which was amazing. I helped them to a certain extent raise over $40,000 for at-risk youth in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats. Thank you, Switchfoot. They did a concert at Petco Park down here in San Diego, where it was a giant parking lot, and they had, you know, they were playing a stage, and they had
Jumbotrons,
giant speakers like lining the lot.
Yeah.
And people just parked their cars just like a drive-in. So I think these things are starting to happen.
Dude, we should make like a mech,
like a pop-up drive-in theater.
Ooh, that's actually like a fucking psycho
good idea. I'm going to edit this idea out of the podcast and nobody takes it.
That's actually not a bad
idea. I'll come to it. I'll sit out my sunroof.
It can't be that hard.
That's what she said.
Did you happen to see the Sacha Baron Cohen trolling of the right?
Oh my God. Saw it, spread it, loved it.
So good.
Chop them up like the Saudis do.
I just don't understand. Like,
the best.
People are so fucking stupid,
dude. The best part about this was the interview with the right wing dickhead after the leader of it. He's going, and he's spouting all this propaganda. This was done by leftist Democrat, whatever your political leanings.
As you're singing along
with
it,
it's so great.
Fucking moron.
Sacha Baron Cohen is got to be the GOAT. He's there with, you know, he's right up there with Chappelle, with the best of the best when it comes to comedy that makes you have a visceral reaction.
He's the biggest of the big.
Big time.
This is a lead in.
Okay.
Chris.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with who Shaq is? Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
Okay,
the guy from the Admiral Insurance commercials.
Yes.
Oh,
what?
He plays basketball too, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
the general. I'm sorry, the General Insurance.
No, he was in a movie, Shaq Fu. No, actually, that was a video game.
He's got a great rap song out for all the people out there with stepdads that raised them.
What is it?
Phil is my father because my biological didn't bother. That's Shaq rap.
Shaq rap. Anyway, yeah. Shaq is just another goat. So Shaq has teamed up with arguably the worst tasting pizza on the planet.
Yeah.
Papa John's Pizza Company.
Yeah.
So he has teamed up with Papa John's to release the Shaq-a-roni pizza.
Ugh.
It's just, it's an oversized pizza. Probably like the old, what was the old pizza place that was down here? Manhattan Giant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when Manhattan Giant had those giant pizzas with like the it was like,
yeah,
it was like a kitchen table.
It's like a donk wheel.
Right.
30 plus inches.
And each slice was like a full normal pizza.
Because I used to get these personal pizzas. I think they were 9-inch pizzas. I'm just wondering if there's any way to like, we could, without equipment, measure that. I'm not going to try that. I'm not a fan of Papa John's.
It's gross.
And but I'm glad you brought it up because I did just randomly go down a wormhole and I watched the roast of Bieber, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's
and Shaq was there.
He was.
A lot of jokes. That's it.
How tall is
funny.
He?
Funny. He's super tall.
Like seven?
He's taller than us.
Seven? Really?
He's probably, his wiener's probably longer than we are tall.
Wow.
That's what they said on the roast.
That is, he had a 17-inch wiener?
Something like that.
All right. I can't imagine, like Shaq is a, like, you imagine just like cruising around your day to day.
Yeah.
And you're over 7 feet tall.
He has a size, I think, 20 something shoe.
20 something? Oh, that's right. Because we had at Quicksilver, we
had a giant van.
No, they made him trunks.
Okay.
And I remember like me and like five other dudes gotten Shaq's trunks.
Yeah, you did.
Anyways, it was pretty crazy.
That's all I have for nerd news. Okay.
We have some questions?
We've got some questions and we've got some answers, I'm pretty sure. Right. Let's start off with where'd it go? Oh, here we go.
Danny the Puto, he invited us over to skate his mini ramp.
Oh, this is
it's
so
such
sad.
A bummer. His freaking neighbors kiboshed it before he even got a chance to like skate it.
Lame asses.
Neighbors blow.
That is just so harsh.
Okay, what do you got?
Here we go. Okay. We've got a question from Adam Etzart.
All right.
Adam Etzart, question. Jackson Dorian has insane style.
Yep.
Do you think he will be a contender / competitor in the next Stab High?
Woo. Well, the rumor has it that Stab High is going to go down in end of July, but
damn,
who knows? I mean, I think
I wouldn't know because I wasn't invited.
Texas just locked down again. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But anyways, they had the Ladybirds last year, which was the young up-and-coming surf women.
Sierra Kerr, Sky Brown.
Yeah, exactly.
Bella Kenworthy.
So will they do a young Grom, the Lady Turds? No.
I think Jackson could be right in there with the grown-ups.
He just doesn't go as big. He goes pretty big.
Because he's tiny.
He literally doesn't have enough speed to generate. But like,
we see that with park skaters and vert skater kids.
His skill is unflipping real.
If I'm being 100% honest, I think Jackson Dorian's super gnarly. But when you put him up against
Chippa,
Ian Crane, Chippa, Mason Ho, etc., it's going to be very hard to compare because they have so much more power.
Right.
So maybe next year.
Yeah, but look, I think that
I'll watch the shit out of Jackson's clips.
I do. I think it would be really cool, though, to see a age division, like the young up-and-coming Grom division. That would be really cool, like the Ladybirds, but for the dudes.
Or 40 plus dad division.
Ooh.
Know anybody?
Ooh, dad bod.
There's your question. So this is from Lucas right here. Lucas says, what do you think the definition of an entrepreneur is? To me, the definition is an entrepreneur is the willingness to fail in order to succeed. Takes a lot of guts and heart to take that chance. I think he's talking about us, Todd, in this podcast.
Are you sure that isn't followed up with ask me about how I make $50,000 a week selling
Bitcoin?
Yeah.
What I think is he's proud of us for just putting our heart what is out it, there on
wait,
our podcast.
What does he want to know? What? How do we entrepreneur?
I guess that wasn't a question. That's more of a statement. Thank you, Lucas.
Yeah, cool.
Dan, DC Carter, our homie from England. Does the mass have a perspective on the no BMX policy / prejudice at skate parks?
Not even.
It doesn't exist in the UK. Surprised every time I see a rider get told to leave US concrete. The only thing that I know of that bikes and skaters don't mix is if there's pool coping and they have metal pegs and they smash the pegs. But it's never bothered me.
It sucks. There used to be a BMX beef with skaters a long time ago. I mean, even there's the Faction song Skate and Destroy. There's a line in there that said the cops are coming after me. Their sons are BMXers.
Right.
Okay. It was like an old beef, but that beef is so gone at this point. And I personally think BMXing is so freaking gnarly.
Right.
Like I wish that I knew how to ride dirt transition, and it just looks
so scared.
Exactly. And then my son right now, he's all he does is BMX, and I'm freaking terrified. But I don't, you know, it would suck to run into a bike.
Well, like it would suck to run into skate park,
but yeah, it's also, you know, whatever.
Here's my take on that, because I've been going to our local pump track a bunch. If BMXers are cool with us skating their pump tracks, I'm totally cool with them skating the parks, because I think the parks, the pump tracks, the beaches, whatever, it's everything's for everyone. And I don't get, we got rollerbladers at our park, scooter kids. And if you let that bum you out, you're doing it wrong.
Totally.
Because if you're skating at your local park, share with everybody.
But I do understand the
destruction,
the complaint about the coping.
Yeah.
With the pegs. But I think that
they got plastic pegs.
There's Teflon pegs too.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Hannah Lee, longtime listener.
Yep.
Awesome person. Wonders. Monday Mass question. Well, she got serious with this one.
Okay.
Stan brought up in his last episode of Last Resort how often the subject of mental health is addressed in the action sports community and sponsors and teams providing resources for athletes. I think we covered that pretty well 2 weeks ago. But I think every group or every sport
mm-hmm.
can do better in dealing with everyone can do better in dealing with mental health issues.
I will say this, and when if you're, let's say you're like a top pro in anything, right? And you have people blowing sunshine up your ass for a very long
time. I know, yeah.
A very long period of time.
Yeah, like an hour straight.
Like an hour straight. And then
it's filling.
And then you try to relate to, you know, I don't know. But you just have that attitude, like no one thinks you can do wrong. And you try to carry that into your everyday life, or maybe past your prime of being a professional or whatever it is. And you still think that, you know, you've been freaking touched by the finger of whatever. There's definitely something to be said for not being humble and knowing when to shut up and learn instead of just being pigheaded. But I do think that there is a mental illness thing that probably comes along with hitting your head a whole bunch.
Yeah.
You know?
CTE. Mm-hmm. It's been proven in every sport, and surfing, skating, snowboarding, even being a nerd in mm-hmm. some cases, BMXing, whatever, you have that chance. So I think we could all do better. That's a great question, Hannah. And I think, I think through the madness, I mean, everybody's learning, and hopefully
Chris,
people are awoke. Are you trying to go surfing?
No, I was just
we don't have any more questions.
I was going to say I stepped on a stingray on Friday.
I know. I saw that.
Can I just tell everyone that's out there? I forgot how bad it freaking hurts. It freaking hurts.
Stingray shuffle, people. Were you shuffling or are you
No, I was
running?
Late and I was going to do the Dew Tour thing on Friday and I was like, yep. And I was running out there and just...
Bet you wish you shuffled.
So stupid.
I bet you wish you shuffled.
I bet you wish I shuffled too.
Every day, just sing this song.
Every day I'm
every
shuffling.
Every day I'm shuffling. All right, Todd.
Let's wrap this one up.
We love you. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you for supporting the Monday Mass by letting us into your ear holes. Soon, your eye holes will be alive and thriving with more massness.
Fill your eye holes.
Yeah, we can't wait. See you next week.
What?
Hear you next week? Talk to you next week. That's what it was.
We'll pay attention to you.
Bye.
Bye.